Oh, you wearing them suits like Johan. Oh, no, you want them little hair tummy braids like Ampan. Oh, you trying to get you a little stud like Devin Han.
Young nigga from the north side, I never been capping. Duval nigga, I'm never ducking that action. I pull up in that whip, niggas know what I be blasting. Random ass podcast, no fuck nigga be snapping. I don't know if it's me, but I'm the realest nigga of the week. Disagree, they gon' have to come and get their ass beat. Bear beneath, put that boy 6 feet deep. I had Joe zip him up when they say that nigga deceased and pay Deacon Ample Rat to go slide to the wake and preach Thanksgiving at Devin crib, but sub is what he eat. Niggas been lame. Can I get a lean ass nigga? You ain't a fan of the pot of green ass nigga. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing. Random X, a podcast. I say Random X, a podcast. It's the best damn podcast. Nigga, start sleeping. If a nigga disagree, pussy boy, stop breathing.
That's how you feel right now.
100%, bro. 100%.
So gang, gang all day. Gang, if you ain't gang, you sound like Adrian Bronner, voice-wise, and what he said. Gang, gang. If I ain't gang, I don't fuck with you.
I wasn't even ready for you to start recording. You just dropped that bitch on a nigga, man.
You still got to go tinkle?
No, I ain't got to go tinkle, bitch.
I swear to God you said you got to go piss.
No, I did not. I did say hold on for a second. I was about to go and grab me a little beanie. But it's all good.
Go grab it. All I'm going to do is just do an introduction. By the time you get back, it'll be done.
What introduction? The show introduction?
Yeah, it's episode 431. I am Empavelli, but I am not a sicko like him. This is why he's not here, audience. It's because, I finally could put him on the freak bull suspension. Finally, I got my fucking revenge. Now he got a job. He tried to put us, me and... Yeah, I'm about to call him Jeff Rogan. I'm legit about to call you your username here. Hey, I'm about to call you Jeff the rest of the episode just because.
Yeah, man. I'm Jeff Rogan.
Okay, so me and Jeff have been on suspensions multiple times, but not him. So it's his turn. You know, he keep looking at the footage of Exotic Con over and over and over like that's done. You don't have to look at it no more, but he keeps saying,
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga has posted like 30 clips from Exoticon, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it, you know what I'm saying? 100%. We need the content out there, but I'm like, yo, like, hey, if you want to go again, brother, let me know, you know what I'm saying? New Jersey, Chicago, whatever, I'm with it.
Yeah, because the thing, well, he doing the same thing I'm doing. Fuck it, I'll say it to the thousands and thousands of the Random Acts fans. I'm doing the same thing with some Patreon content that I have a shorty on. So I understand. Because that's really what's going to bring you that audience to begin with, horny motherfuckers.
You ain't lying now.
So they see Exotica. They see, you know what I mean, them hashtag great women. Especially gorgeous Afro.
Boy, that ass.
Rebunkuous.
That shit was crazy.
Her and the other light skinned one, I forgot her name. I follow her, but she got like two pages on IG. Hold on.
What light skinned chick?
I got you, pal.
Kazumi?
No, I follow her too. Cause I said, hey, soon I tell Amp, as soon as she get on Random Max, I'm pulling up like Goldberg.
Yeah, right. You ain't staying in Cali, nigga.
Well, she out here, so Taylor Made.
Oh, yeah. Now, that one, boy. Oh, my God. Boy, that ass was so soft. It was ridiculous.
Hey, man, listen. If I had some type of buttered toast, if I had some type of, what's that shit called? Nutella? Or whatever that shit is. Like, hey, man. Just take like, I'll be like, respectfully, I'll put some on my head. Like, just right there on top of that ass sandwich.
I ain't going to lie, boy. I bought. Ate the ass on camera.
You damn near did it to respectfully the gorgeous Afro.
Man, she had so much ass, bro. When she turned around, I was just shocked. Like, good Lord, it's finally nice to meet you. Or nice to finally meet you, how he said.
I gotta talk like Kevin Samuels, RP to go. How tall is she?
I want to say, man, I don't even remember. I want to say she, like, in the heels. I think she had on heels. I think she was like around probably like 5'9".
Damn, I thought she was 6 foot.
She might be. She a big old style, you know.
Yo, heels are Chico, like the homegirl, right? She was like, when I seen her in Dallas, you know what I mean, during WrestleMania weekend, I swore she was 6'1". She was like, nah, I'm 5'8". But then she didn't have heels on, and she legit like 5'8", 5'7". I'm like, see, them heels is the cheat code to life.
She had the heels on, and she was 5'7", 5'8"?
No, no, no. So in Dallas, when I seen her, she looked like she was like 6'1", 6'2". Because I won't give my details, but she from the Carolinas. It seemed to be the Carolina women are up there in stature, more so from South Carolina.
Hey, Carolina got, whew, some beauties.
Listen, you want to talk about it now or later?
One time for NC.
They, NC and SC, they slept on. I think that's the most slept on state as far as women in America, in the world.
I don't know shit about South Carolina, so.
They got some out there. What's her name from Bel Air from out there? Coco Jones?
Oh, I ain't never watched Bel Air show.
It's fire. I say watch it when you get a chance.
I heard really good reviews, but I don't know, man. I've been on the fence about it.
Yeah, like, it's not a black trauma show, because I hate that shit, so you can watch it. Like, he go through shit, but...
I ain't looking for necessarily a black trauma show, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. It's not that. It just... You know how they be having white people having money problems? When they have money, their kids be having problems? That's all it is. It's just with us. So that's what's fire about it. It's not like, you know what I mean, we getting killed by the police every single day. You feel me? They got a police in there that's a coon, but he LAPD. So if you LAPD, you're going to be coon by birth. You wake up and you come out the pussy and you a fucking coon. And then I want to be LAPD. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what would possess somebody black especially to be a cop. You ever thought about being in law enforcement?
One time, and I said you a stupid motherfucker to myself.
You were smart.
Because the thing is, on me, I know me. Y'all know me. I'm gonna do some stupid shit. I'm gonna fuck around, start fucking with people that ain't even start fucking with white people.
If I was an officer, wouldn't no nigga get a speeding ticket? Wouldn't no nigga get no traffic ticket? Unless he was wilding. Now you doing 90 or like a 35 or some shit. All right, nigga, you gotta come with me. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, traffic? Hey, carry on, my nigga.
If you doing 90, yeah, because that's
reckless endangerment, bro. Anything exactly. Can happen. Anything yeah. Can happen. You could see something in your peripherals and it'll cause you to react in a way that you could crash, you could hit a house, you could flip your own car, fuck yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Cause a lot of property damage. So those are things to think about, but yeah. Niggas wouldn't be getting no tickets for me, though. You on the highway? Hey, man, you straight? All right, slow it down a little bit. Keep on. You know what I'm saying? I know you only waited some pop. Yeah, take your time.
Like, if you got some bricks, like if I pull somebody over and they got some bricks in their car, even though nobody really had bricks, they got fit shit paraphernalia. I can't say everything because we on YouTube. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I can't say everything. But whatever they got, you feel me? Hey, cut me in. Corrupt the police shit. That's what they used to do during the mafia days.
Cut me in, shit. Nah, hey, I'm taking it all, my nigga.
You can't take it all.
You need to be straight, bro. I don't know what you got going on, but hey, man, this ain't the life you need to be living. You know what I'm saying? We got two choices. You can go downtown or you can give me the bricks.
Low-key, we riding train today, too, even though they
got I was going to say, I'm going to be Denzel, 100%. 100%.
So we right.
But I ain't gonna be a cold blood. I ain't gonna be a cold blooded nigga to my niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because in a way he kind of was. Like he was. Oh, he was not a good dude.
In no aspect, bro. No wording. But
he was doing with the crackers was cool. But then when he started like just wilding on Dr. Dre and all them, I was like,
He knew. Yeah, I mean, they wrote his character really well.
Yeah, the second one coming out though.
I ain't heard no word of the second one.
I swear they talked about that because they've been talking about that for years in the Scarface remake.
I want to see them remake Scarface. Ain't no point in that. we ain't even near them times no more. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
back then, because you could kind of imagine the lifestyle. Like, you think, like, for me, I probably saw that movie, let's just say late 90s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But even in the late 90s, you still thinking, all right, cool, I can move some weight and become Scarface. Right?
Right.
Today, none of what's happening in Scarface, like, they should just tell a better story.
But also, you got to think about this. It'll work now if they, you feel me, have the shit. You feel me? If they do the Walter White shit.
It will not work. I can't see it working, personally. Scarface, I couldn't. That's why Superfly was bad. You can't remake a movie that puts you in the mindset of I could be living this lifestyle.
Right.
That's why I think that Rudy Moore movie, not Rudy Moore, Rudy Ray, or whatever that nigga name was, that Eddie Murphy did.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good because of the way that they shot it. You know what I'm saying? The angle that they took on the movie. But trying to remake that movie wouldn't have made no sense.
Yeah, like Dolemite was straight. Like I watched it one time. I never watched it again. But you can do that in this era. But like you saying, you kind of like the drug shit. I don't know how you would do that. Like fucking Superfly was like, this motherfucker had a perm and he was selling Bitcoin, right?
I didn't watch it.
I think he was selling cryptocurrency. Let me see.
I saw like 10 minutes of it, and the way that the demeanor of the actors and such, I just couldn't get into it.
What they were saying.
That nigga could have been selling candy for all I know.
Hey, the soundtrack was fire. I know that.
Future did it, right?
Yeah, him and Wayne. That shit had one of the greatest Rick Ross songs of all time.
Rick Ross don't miss on no soundtrack.
Well, Rick Ross don't miss at all, but I ain't gonna start my narrative today.
I'm not gonna say he don't miss like on records. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say I love every Rick Ross song. And I ain't trying to hate or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ross is definitely that nigga. But I ain't saying it like he God. He don't miss. He don't miss. I mean, he got solid albums and shit, I guess you could say. I mean, all his albums solid. I think what I'm saying is, when it comes to soundtracks, I think he always has the best song on any soundtrack he's been on. Thinking about Django, thinking about Superfly. And there's Suicide another movie. Squad. Huh?
Suicide Squad,
yep. Yeah. So I think in that regard, you gotta like level him up. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but he didn't really have to snap like he did on Superfly soundtrack. Nah, that fuck no. Sweet. That shit is insane, and it's over a Knife Wonder beat.
Bruh, the one he did on Django was crazy.
100 Black Coffins.
When that shit dropped, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
That was a great movie experience too with Django.
Angle was fire.
The shit that people wasn't supposed to laugh at, me and my homeboy was dying laughing about. Like, the white people was not laughing. When Samuel Jackson was cussing him out.
Yo, you knew they wasn't going to laugh at that. You knew they wasn't going to laugh at none of that movie.
Right, because it's a fucked up movie, but, you know what I mean, there's some funny shit in there.
Man, look, I look at that as, like, that's how you know, Black Revolution movie for today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Buddy tried to come out with one and they got him up out of here.
All right, so in the last few years, what are some of your best, like, Black films? What are some of your favorites?
How far back can I go?
I'll give you, like, early thousands, but let's not do the 90s shit.
Yeah, no, that's
because I mean, with that shit goes without saying. You know what I mean? Niggas mentioning dead presidents and shit like that. You know, so yeah, like just within recency, let's say, off the top of your head. So in the last two years, I would say 2-3 years, you got Black Messiah was really good. that Klansman movie that Spike Lee did.
Yeah.
That shit was really good.
I ain't like it.
You ain't like it?
Nah, I fell asleep twice, bro. And then I got a story I'll tell you off air that happened to me. Fuck it. I'll tell it here. Hey, for the audience, fuck it. So I went to a party, right? A Hollywood party, but not one of them Hollywood parties that night. So I kept falling asleep anyway. So I was like, all right. I watched the movie and I kept falling asleep because I was bored. And I don't know if I was tired or it was needed because that night was crazy, but it was no freak boy. Nobody put no pills on my ass.
I don't know, man. Hey. Let's keep that to a minimum. But your party definitely sounded like you was in some bussy activity.
Most certainly
it was,
not.
It was some bussy activity nearby.
Most certainly not. At this house, they've had parties. It's a known celebrity, I'll tell you off air, who's had parties like that. You feel me? But the thing is, with me, it was more family-oriented. It was his family there, so I was straight. I got to meet his parents, sister, and all that shit.
All right. You shouldn't have thought it was a Hollywood party, man. You should have just said, man, I was at a party out here where I'm from.
No, I just have to say it in that way because I'm too wise, but I got to say without, you know what I mean, people thinking it was some fun shit. Like, nobody put Robitussin up my ass. None of that.
As long as ain't nobody touching, man. You good. Go ahead.
No, sir. You ain't never seen me doing this. No disrespect, but you ain't never seen me doing this.
You wasn't dancing like Safari?
Like a Jamaican? No.
I wouldn't say he danced like a Jamaican, bro.
He definitely dances like a Jamaican. Bro, that's how they dance. When they do dance, they got to do this weird-ass remember the time shit. But people that be saying lightning to a lot of shit, when you move a certain way as a man, they dance to be a little obscure. They be doing Rey Mysterio shit. Jumping on bitches' backs and hitting them with goddamn Canadian destroyers.
Yeah, I couldn't do none of that shit. I couldn't be a part of none of that shit.
Try it.
I ain't gonna have nobody skydiving off a fucking DJ booth onto my dick.
My buddy. Yo, and it looked like they come out unscathed. I'm like, yo, how is that possible?
Like, seriously. Niggas got on cups.
Yeah, are they taking any meat? He got to be doing that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, pause that. But yeah, back to your story, man.
No, we used to talk about your movies. Fuck that story. I'll tell you who it is.
So yeah, I thought the Klansman movie was good. I thought that the Rudy Ray shit was good. I thought trying to think of some more, man, but Django, of course, but that Django's like maybe 2015, 16, 17, I want to say.
I want to say that shit was 14. Let me see.
Django has been a minute. It definitely has, but it still feel relative, you know?
That was 12. God damn. Yeah, it'll be 10 years on Christmas.
Those have been some really good ones as of late. I'm hoping to see some more come out soon.
Some of black movies?
Yeah, of course.
Apparently they got Ryan Gosling playing Martin Luther King.
You in the 4chan chat room, so.
That's what they said, bro. Hollywood wouldn't surprise me. But legit, they said some white actor's supposed to be playing Malcolm X. I'm not bullshitting.
I'm not listening to you. What's the first topic we got on the list? Because, right, yeah, let's get away from that.
All right, so today, y'all, we're going over the fucking, give me one second, I got it pulled up right here, $20 haircuts.
Thing of the past.
Yeah, so for y'all that don't know, all the audience members out there, Joe and Amp had it on the list, but of course, you know, it's not timely based. The thing is, people on podcasts, you got to kind of get the shit that's relevant. This is could be talked about 5 years from now, because 5 years from now, haircuts would be $60. Well, shit, they about $60 right now, ain't it?
Yeah. So yeah, the $20 haircuts has come up recently. You know what I mean? That there is no such thing anymore. It's definitely hard to find unless you go into like a barber school. It's crazy though, because the hype just came, not to say out of nowhere. I feel like it was sprinkled in with barbers starting to try their prices over the last few years and shit. You know what I mean? Niggas would charge 45 and shit like that, 35, you know? But man, for everyone to be $50 now is crazy to me. Just off the strength that not everybody got that talent. And I do get that it is becoming a market base. Like, that's like a market-based price. You know what I'm saying? In the sense, you go anywhere nationwide and you'll find the same pricing. You know what I'm saying? But I miss it. I'm going to miss it.
Shit, I remember haircuts was like $10. He might push your hairline back, but just get a ball fade. You'll be all right.
Man, chill out. See, that's some shit. That's some shit a light-skinned nigga would say.
Yeah, I used to get the ball fade. I was walking around looking like Keith Murray, just a pale Keith Murray. That was it.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I had Sherm that came with it too. You get a $10 haircut and a Sherm
stick. That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. I wouldn't have even admitted that. How old were you?
12. That's why I can't read now, Sherm.
Damn. Nigga was out there listening to Corrupt.
See, when I was looking at this picture, I said, why do they got YK Osiris with blackface on? Then I was like, oh, that's the shit they put on your face for a facial or whatever. Pause.
Yeah. He just be doing everything for attention, so I don't even like talking about YK Osiris at this point. Like I say, I think we'll never see it like that again. You know what I mean? You'll never see a nigga like that you fuck with tell you, hey, come through for this $20 cut. I got you.
Yeah, legit, you got to either learn how to cut your hair, which is not an easy thing to do, or everybody I recommend, go bald like me. You'll be all right. Just try it one time, Joe.
Why would I do that?
Because they was doing it in the fashion since back in the 90s. Remember people that went bald that didn't need to go bald?
This ain't the 90s. And... Yeah.
Kind of shit kind of fucked up right now.
Ain't the 90s, and I have no desire to play ball.
So if you were to get cast in the movie and they tell you to shave your head, would you do it?
They're going to pay me to do it.
And your facial hair?
They're going to pay me to do it.
See, but you're right. Some people won't do it at all.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't against my religion or nothing like that. You know, my moral values and no shit like that. So I ain't finna be tripping on it. But if somebody today was just like, yo, shave all your head off, your hair off, nah. Why would I do that? That's ludicrous.
Well, you trying to help the people. This is for a charity cause.
Nigga asked me to donate blood today. I say no.
Huh?
Yeah, I went to Walmart and they had the big red truck out. I personally can't do the needles. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the needles. So I ain't what?
I just said that. Yeah,
I had to tell them nah, but if it's something that I ain't trying to do, I just ain't doing it.
No, who just comes up to people and asks them, do you want to donate blood? For fucking what?
I mean, they a charity event, bro. I mean, they a charity company or whatever.
But that's like my life force.
That's the only way they can get it.
Yeah, bro, you want to donate blood? Like, dog, that's kind of like my life force. I kind of need it. No, thank you.
Yeah, nah, I ain't trying to do it. I ain't trying to do it, my dog.
Nah, but if you could find somebody that does $20 haircuts, hold them tight. Tell him you love him. First of all, I say him for a reason, but if you let a woman cut your hair, I gotta ask questions.
I ain't gonna lie, these women getting fucked. The chick that did my first set of dreads, she cut my hair at the same time. Like she faded me up and shit. She was nice. So I ain't even gonna let you be misogynistic.
wasn't misogynistic. It was just kind of real. You feel me? It should be cutting up bacon, putting it in.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say you being misogynistic. I ain't gonna say it's that. I do think that it's a trustworthy thing. But because you don't see many women barbers, you know. But hey, you find anybody that's giving you a five cut for less than $50, fuck with. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't five, you might as well go ahead and pay that 50. But that's why I ain't got no cut. No, you know what I'm saying? I say, fuck that shit. I'm thugged up. Till I figure out what I'm finna do with the top. Shit. Okay, man.
Just go like fucking Angela Davis or something with the afro. Just keep it.
Shit. Revolution. I can go ahead and wink it out now, but I think I'm gonna wait.
That's like the starter kit in Florida anyway. You gotta get you a gold grill. You gotta get some wicks.
I told you I'm finna drop perms.
You about to get a perm? See, you did say something like that in the group chat, though. Hold on. I got snitch on you one time.
You ain't from Florida, so you don't even know what that means. See, anybody that's listening, perms in Florida mean permanent gold teeth.
But you should get a perm because you did say something about doing that.
No, I didn't. Why would I get a perm? My hair ain't even long enough to get a perm. My shit would be sitting, just laying flat for no reason.
You don't know who this is, but the Redacted Dream that was in NXT, that's how this shit was. This shit was like right here with his perm.
Yeah, nah, I ain't getting no perm or no $20 haircut. I pay the 50.
You ain't got no choice. And the thing is, that's like every 2 weeks. And then you got to think, too, you got to get a lineup every week just to keep the cut fresh. So lineups is like $30 now. That used to be $10.
Yeah, they do be expensive. The lineup being like $25 is ridiculous. $20, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, don't be trying to charge me $15 extra to cut my beard, nigga. That's a part of my head and my hair. Cut that shit. Give me one total price.
Like $60 is kind of insane for a whole cut, and that shit gonna grow back in a week.
Got a really good point there.
But I mean, if you can do it, of course do it, but you still gotta think of it as, what if I just learn how to do it myself?
I don't know, man. That shit tough. I be mad at niggas all the time about my fade and shit. So it would be better to be mad at myself, I guess.
Again, do like I used to do before I went completely bald. Like he said, go to barber school. You go to barber school, a shorty, they don't cut your hair. It's going to be a gamble, but sometime you come out, shit, that should be better than the $40 or $50 cuts. I'm like, all right. He'd be like, $10, give him $25. Get, if it's that fire, $25 straight.
Yeah. I mean, them niggas be cutting up there for next to nothing. But they can't charge you, so. The shop charges you like $5, $5, $10. And that's just to keep the building and the lights on. So,
tip them off.
Yeah.
Tip off the shorties. You feel me? Pause. Don't.
But I was going to say, yeah, you got to pause that because you're saying some wild, ridiculous shit.
No, it was about to actually get worse than that. I was about to say,
you keep listening to that song that you sent in the group chat. And
wait, which it's one?
Starting to spill over. You know which one. Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of songs from certain artists. Well, sometimes they just be fed up. That's the last song I sent. The opposite of a male when they fed up, no matter how you feel. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Man, that ain't the last song you sent.
I damn near want to look because I'm legit trying to think about the last song. Let me see that, in case I'm tripping.
That dude in that jean jacket.
Dude, jean jacket. Oh, I'm legit curious now. Oh.
All right, man. Let's move past.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
Good Lord.
Catchy song, but blame Sam for that.
I should have been moved past this. What's our next topic on the list?
The Celtics coach. So if anybody doesn't know, And I can't enunciate his name, so I won't mess it up. We'll just call him Nia Long's husband, because that's what they was calling him for a minute anyway. Until they got to the finals, then it was like, yeah, we got to put some respect on his name. I'll look it up as I'm cutting the promo.
I wouldn't say that, because I didn't even know they was dating for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Or that they was married, or whatever they are. But I will say this. That nigga was wildin'. You seen old girl he was hitting with, right?
So it's actually developed even more since the 2 days all this came out. So okay. I don't know if you know what else is going on.
Let me see. So
y'all OG, Kwame Brown, got on YouTube earlier, right? You know how the boogeyman give it up when he on there. I mean that respectfully, because I don't want him calling me Becky with no hair.
But pause.
What? The boogeyman?
Giving it up and all of that. Hey, man.
I feel like I'm having a conversation with a lame-ass Harlem person. Like,
hey, man, your vernacular is questionable right now, man. Continue.
You cannot get in, but nah. So, Kwame Brown got on earlier, right? So, it was rumored before Kwame Brown, him being the source is even crazy on his own. But it was rumored yesterday that the young lady, first of all, the internet is foul 1001 for putting that lady out there, that young lady out there. It's in fact now being confirmed that it's the VP or the vice president VP of Celtics organization. Because at first they said it was Brad Stevens, old lady, because he was at the press conference looking mean as hell. Because, you know, he's still kind of salty that he had to give the job up to begin with. But now they're saying it's the president, vice president, VP, whoever, or VP basketball operations. It's his wife.
So not the chick that was, like, on the stretching and doing all of that shit for the players?
Nah. So the thing is now they said it's that. And Becky with the good hair being Matt Barnes said it's actually 100 times uglier. So it might just be more than just the vice president's wife. He might be hitting all of them.
I don't know. But Matt Barnes, let me say this. Matt Barnes shouldn't have even said nothing.
The beigeness, man, he can't help it.
That nigga was acting like he had privileged information and then didn't want to say nothing at all.
But it's the same thing that, once again, Kwame Brown said and many others. He's a tough guy. So he a tough guy one day, but then one day now he's spreading gossip. What Dame Dash said on Twitter, as a man, can you sell gossip? That's what you do. You sell gossip. So now it's like he conflicting himself. You confused, fam. So he said what he said, like Joe was saying. Then he deleted the tweet. Then he put a video out saying, oh, it's 100 times worse. No, you just made it 100 times worse by gossiping and putting him. You kind of snitched on him even more. If you would have just not said anything, like most of the stupid motherfuckers online, if you not say anything, then we wouldn't know. So to say 100 times ugly, it's 100 times ugly. You making it seem like he out here taking coochie, which he not.
Everybody should have shut up.
Right, because the thing is, Woj reported on it, as you know, and I'm like, okay, like I'm thinking it's about non-consensual, but then he put in a tweet consensual, so I'm like, okay, what's the problem if he got some consensual coochie? And then it grew and grew and grew from that to them now where we are right now. And it's like, all this, but ain't nobody saying shit about Brett Favre.
Well, they're actually talking about it now. ESPN just released an article saying that basically, the governor told Brett Favre that what he was trying to do would be illegal based on a new court filing. Mm-hmm. And he still pressed them. He continued to press them to try and get that volleyball shit built.
For his daughter. And it's like, I understand. Well, no, I don't understand. Use your own fucking money, dude. You played 15 years in the league, a little bit more than that. Like, I ain't pocket count, but Brett Favre, you made a good amount of money just from the Packers alone. Fuck the Jets and the Vikings. You made a good enough money from them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get why he would go as far as to do something that illegal, but I mean, he'll get it eventually.
Thanks. And he took from the poorest people in the poorest state in America, being Mississippi, and they don't have no water right now. It's just the irony of all that shit happening after a water store came out and then this. It's like, God damn.
Man, that boy said, fuck the city.
Right. Well, he's saying fuck niggas, but he a white dude from Mississippi, so he probably been saying that since he came out the nasty womb he came out of.
True indeed.
So, true indeed. But also, along the lines of what was talked about from different source materials and ESPN basically being new TMZ, Stephen A. Smith, Malika Andrews, for those that haven't seen the clip, it's definitely out there. And I felt like, you know, I'll let you talk mostly about it and then I'll give my insight. But to a certain degree, it's like, dog, like I can go ignorant with it, but I won't. But it's like, you didn't have to get on. I understand why you did that to that young lady, but you didn't have to get on her head like that. But it is Stephen A. Smith.
I'm going to say it from both sides. So she shouldn't have called in like that and challenged him on his show the way she did. On a subject that was so fluid, in the sense he was careful in how he delivered it so that he didn't come off as if he was condoning Ime Aduka, or however you say his name. But I do say it to say the way that she went about it wasn't good for business because you're both on the same network. You know what I'm saying? It would have been different if it was like a fan calling in or something like that. So I think that her challenging him on air was an error in regard to her. Stephen A. chomped her down because he's now sending a very like visible message to everyone that he does have power. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know that he's gotten people off of shows and he's created these opportunities for himself by moving people around so that he could have more of a spotlight, right? But I think that the thing too is now it's coming off like, you know, you Bogarden, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. It's going to be interesting, the dynamic between them two moving forward, just because he definitely did chomp a head off. I don't know how things played out after that, though. So I don't know if she got a chance to really rebuttal that in a way that would, you know, make her points valid, let's just say. You know what I'm saying?
Right. She definitely said, see, this is why I don't talk to the brothers anyway. They're too high strong. So she definitely said that when she was down. She told her white husband that.
Yeah, she a bit witch for sure.
Oh, just yeah, for, we can't say that on here. We can't say that on here. Because I was like, can I say bad witch on here? He's like, absolutely. Yeah, she is a bad witch. A yellow bad witch. So, yeah. It is kind of a flex. I wouldn't do it, but it's a flex to be like, yo, this is my show. You ain't gonna overtalk me on my show.
I think that every like major host has done that and they do that. You know what I'm saying? But I also think that it doesn't say First Take Stephen A. Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But when you think of First Take, you automatically think of Stephen A. Smith. Damn, right, you still think right. About Skip Bayless, and Skip Bayless ain't been there in 6 years.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm going to just say this. In that regard, it does kind of also diminish his co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In my opinion. But you're right. It is. I mean, he is the face of First Take, 100%. So even still, he was right in his regard to say, like, yo, you're not going to like I respectfully listen on my show for to you, you know, badgering me, and now that I'm about to retort, I don't need your interruptions.
Right, because you said your piece, and then she's trying to make it like a Twitter topic anyway. Because I ain't seen it on my timeline. Thank God when I get on, because there's nothing really you can say. Because well, motherfuckers on Twitter, they prematurely say everything anyway, so it don't matter. But it's nothing you can really say right now because we don't know. And he got suspended for a year too. I might add that. And the year suspension, he definitely was fucking the president's or the vice president's wife. A year suspension for fucking consensually is wild.
I mean, I think that that was just their way of saying, we're not going to fire you in a major way and make it look like you can't be hireable again. You know what I'm saying? I think that they are trying to deal with things internally at this point. You know what I'm saying? To where it's not so much outside input from news and social media and things of that sort. But I think they give him this year to rest. Once he comes back, they say, you know, we've decided to go in a different direction. Once that year is up, or even, you know, maybe even sooner.
Right. And the thing is, if they fire him, I guarantee you, because this is just a Celtics organization problem. It ain't a league problem. So if they fire him, somebody going to pick him right up.
Yeah, possibly.
It's all right. Like, he ain't fuck my wife. That's what somebody going to say in the operation. He fuck his wife. So
I don't know. I mean, we're seeing new coaches come up. You know what I'm saying? Old players and things of that sort getting opportunities. And I think that there are a lot of teams that have such a great coaching staff that you could really pull from another team and find a good head coach. But he fucked up. He dropped the bag. You know what I mean? This is one of those things that tarnishes your name in a way that it takes years to rebuild.
That's true. And then this is off the heels of them trying to do a trade with Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. And so now you might fuck on morality. And then there's been rumors for years, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum don't really fuck with each other. So, and then now they got to get used to another coach who really helped their attributes. And now they got to figure out a system for Marcus Smart. And he was in the best system, which got him Defensive Player of the Year. So now you got to switch that up, and who knows? And then whoever you bring in as a temporary coach, you got to make sure he legit. But
well, I forget who they hired. He was on the coaching staff. I forget his name, but it's interesting because, like, when it was brought up on Twitter, I went through the comments and whatnot. You know, people will talk about him and things of that sort, their opinion. And someone mentioned that he had a domestic abuse charge when he was 20. And I think it was like 2009, they said. So, one, he's really young to be a head coach. You know what I'm saying? He's around our age. But, you know, we'll see how things pan out for him. I do think if that's the case, it's interesting to hire someone who would have a smirk on their record like that after firing in the Ime Udoka. But I think that also goes to show that, hey, they're not judging you based on, you know, past events and things of that sort. So that's another reason I say he may be fine, you know, but it'll take years to rebuild his character, his reputation, things of that sort. So,
yeah, that's absolutely true. So, what I learned from this is just don't. Well, he fucked up, but pun intended. But just kind of leave the staff alone. Like, it's kind of hard because everybody been around their coworkers. You're like, damn, she hitting her. Woo doo woo woo. But you kind of want to stay away from that, bro. Man. Even in job positions like this, kind of stay away from your coworkers. I mean, get on, be okay, do something else. If you're trying to pull a girl in person, but leave your coworkers alone. Also, too, is just the irony around this time. I ain't going tinfoil hat or koofy, but Now his son's owner is about to get up out of here. He getting voted out, or he about to sell the team.
So, yeah.
All this shit, and then the media day, I think, is next week, too, for the NBA, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, it's a bad timer for all this shit.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's going to be a hell of a season. About to kick off soon, so.
As long as the Lakers lose, I'm happy.
That's crazy.
That's
all I mean, I think at this point, niggas got to drop the Laker hate. It's a brand new, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I get the robberies and shit, but for me, it was Kobe. I hated the Lakers because Kobe was killing niggas.
Yeah, and this is young Kobe.
Kobe was cooking out there.
Man, listen, I've always hated the Lakers, even as a shorty. Being from LA and still hating the Lakers is crazy.
Yeah, like, you know, when I was coming up, I loved the Magic and whatnot. You know, I'd be off and on with teams. Like, I switched for a year, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Following players, things of that sort. But, man, I'd be watching the game versus Kobe, and this nigga dropped 40. Be like, what the fuck? Yo, I don't want to watch this shit.
Out of nowhere, too.
Florida just got their ass beat earlier today, and that made me say the same. That I don't want to watch this shit.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how happy are you?
About what?
About your team losing. I don't watch college football just because it's like I just don't. I watch college basketball. I don't watch college football just because I don't have no team, and it just doesn't. I don't really fuck with it. Like, not saying it's bad, I just don't watch it like that. I think that's more so a Southern thing too. Unless you like everybody out here be like the Trojans. I'm like, dog, I don't watch none of that shit.
Yeah, it's definitely a football nation down here in the South. So,
cause y'all got the best teams. That's why Alabama and shit.
I wouldn't say they're the best, bro.
No, but y'all got one of the best teams out there being Alabama in, like, college football history.
All our team, bro, if you put any of our team in any other division, we washing that shit.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that comes from because it ain't too much shit to do, but, like, eat and work out. So
even in South Carolina, them boys will get busy.
Yeah. A lot of them just be Amp's cousins and shit. Like they be like how they be up here born rushing them pigs. That's they gonna be doing the other people up here tackling the pigs. So, but you want to do listener questions? Or?
Yeah, let's get into some listener questions.
All right, give them the spiel if you want to, brother.
So, to send in listener questions, send us an email at mail@ariopodcast.com. That's mail@ariopodcast.com. Or, if you haven't already, go ahead and sign up for the Patreon, ladies and gentlemen. And while you're at it, jump on the Discord. You can leave your questions on the Patreon. You can also leave them in our Discord where the conversation continues. So, if you love what you're hearing, you know, tap in with us. And, you know, amongst that, you'll find a few more friends through the listeners and, rock out.
You know, I want to fuck up the phone number, too, where you can submit listener questions.
424-260-REOP. That's 424-260-REOP. Call us up. Leave us some voicemails. Do we got any voicemails to listen to today?
Not today, sir.
All right, well, listeners, let us not have another episode like this. Por favor. So, yeah, to call in 424-260-REOP.
All right. And this listener question, I don't see the name here, but I will pull it up on the screen. This listener question is for all the listeners out there, but you should be on the YouTube, Random Acts of Podcast on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Insanely hard would you rather questions. So I've never seen this game before, but it comes from TikTok. It's a list of, it looks like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions, and then the differences in those questions. So the first one, for example, is either lose all your money you've earned this year or lose all of your lose all of the memories you've gained this year. These are kind of dark. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, I'm gonna say lose the memories.
I'm gonna go with that as well because I done lost all my money. So yeah, the memories definitely.
This ain't been like a booming year to where I've been like, oh shit, let me remember this and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Not to get dark, listeners and viewers. I'd rather forget most of this year, if not all of it. Fuck that. And the money, that's already gone. So yeah, let me lose that memory. The second one is always hit a red light for the rest of your life, or always get slow internet after the sun goes down.
Mm. Slow internet.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
After night, that's when I actually use the internet mostly.
I mean, nigga, fuck it, if it's slow, nigga, as long as I got internet, I can watch DVDs, I can watch TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can watch the Roku or some shit. Well, that's dependent on the internet, but yeah, I can watch something that I could control.
Yeah, because...
Because we don't live in a world to where, like, everything depends on the internet at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, at nighttime, I go out, I could go to, you know, read a book or some shit, get to work, continue, you know? So, yeah, get rid of the internet.
But listen, what if you got, like, AOL internet and you can't watch nothing at all on Roku? And you don't have no DVDs, no books, nothing. You just in a room with just a TV.
I mean, then, bro, at that point, like, can I leave?
Yeah, of course. This ain't like goddamn Squid Games.
All right, well, then I'm going to go for a walk.
You're going to be going for a long-ass walk.
I mean, till I'm tired. And then I go to sleep.
Shit, Florida, by the time you walk down the street, you're going to be tired from the goddamn humid heat.
Trinity, so it won't be a long walk. This shit.
Yeah, I'm going for always hit a red light for the rest of your life. That's fine.
Bruh, internet ain't that fast.
Shit, mine is. Mine definitely is.
All right. Nah, I mean, I remember slow internet. Like, that shit hit. But I ain't hitting no red light. Every light? Fuck no.
I mean...
Nigga, you already spend like a third of it. Like, it'd be like a six. I don't even know the actual number, but you spend a lot of time on the road as is every day. You know what I'm saying? Lost time, right? You spend a good bit of that at red lights already. You think I'm gonna hit a red light, every light I pass with as many lights as in intersections as it is, especially in LA.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm so used to driving in LA where it's a red light like every fucking 5 seconds. And besides that, traffic make you feel like you in a red light anyway. Red lights on anyway, so.
Hey, I mean, I ain't hitting a red light every time. I'm telling you that now.
I say drive through it. Fuck it. Dial it. Now, out here, you can't do that because motherfuckers, as soon as it gets a yellow, people try to speed through. But yeah. Some people do drive through red lights in LA, so in Orlando. Motherfuckers can't drive in Orlando as well. They probably worse drivers out there than out here. Mm-hmm. So I can't even hold you. All right. The third question is, be the person who flips the switch during executions or be the judge who decides who should be executed?
Be the judge.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that as well, bro. I mean, yeah, I can't have that on my conscience that I flipped the switch.
I mean, it's going to be on your conscience that you sent that nigga up.
Yeah, but I ain't touched the goddamn switch, so I'm good.
I'm only going to send sickos and mass murderers. Niggas that deserve to die.
Yeah. I mean, that's a given. Hell yeah, I might have to touch the switch if it's that. if it's that, like, oh, this motherfucker out here, you know what I mean,
messing with. Nah, because see, let's say this how I'm looking at it, right? Let's say I say I'm going to choose the executioner, and I say I'm not going to be the judge. And they give that judge position to a white man. And the white man starts sending all kinds of niggas my way because he racist, right?
Yeah.
And I gotta execute every one of them. Then at that point, I'm going to be ready to execute myself. I'm going to be like, my brother, man, this is what I chose to do for the rest of my life, and I'm so sorry. I never would have expected this.
That's right. Or you could just be like, quit the job that day. When they give you your first black person, like, yeah, I
can. Nah, bro, you in it for life, I'm assuming, with these questions.
They don't say that. So we'll make our own rules up. Nah, I don't want to do this no more. Just treat like every job.
I mean, if that's the case, then none of these questions matter. So,
okay, so right, yeah,
you next right. Question.
Let's sell it. Like, yeah, it is for life to make it fun. All right, the next question is, win $25K or your best friend wins $100K?
My best friend wins $100K because either way we up.
Facts. I really go with that too because it make more sense. Like, dog, if he gonna give me 50 and he get 50, you win. We all win.
We ain't even gotta give me 50. Nigga ain't even gotta give me 25. Hey, put me in position. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo,
$100K, at least give me 5, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to need something. Be like, hey, I put you here to win this. You know what I'm saying? I won you this $100K.
Right. Like, $100K, we could definitely split that. Obviously, you got to pay off your family, or you don't have to. But recommend to give your family some. Give the little homie some homeless people that's black. Then, like, all right, I'll come last. Pause. Just give me something last. Pause again.
Your vernacular been crazy today, man.
I know. It's just one of them days.
When you feel like being gay?
Sometime. I feel like
what?
Sometime I don't. All right. It's next question. Work a high paying job that you hate. So every job. Or work your dream job with only enough money for basic necessities. Also, like podcasting. Okay. I'm going with the second for sure, because I think that's what I'm working for right now.
Maybe you working to only get by? I don't think that's what you're working for, but.
No, I think that. Go ahead, because I think what they mean by basic necessities is like rent, food, gas, bills. I think that's what they probably mean. But of course, you don't go higher than that. But I think if they're saying basic necessities, until you can get up higher, then yeah, that's fine right now.
I mean, again, for life. So let's say you're doing your dream job for life. For me, I'm going to pick the high-paying job that I hate.
Yeah, because you can always do whatever else you want after that. You're right. But I'm going to go with the second one just because I already talked about it. But the first one does make sense. Like, damn, I hate my job. But then you can still go ball out or do what you want or even record like we're doing now. You just got to understand you got to hate your job the rest of your life. But fuck it, we ball. Yeah. But that's not what we're going for. We going to eat. All right, next question is marry your second at after you follow me or, damn, kill your first at in the comments.
Skill.
Yeah, that's a little too incel for us. We don't do that over here. We Negroes. Next question is, get a text from a one-night stand that says, I'm pregnant. Oh, shit. Yeah, I might have to skip this one myself personally. Get a text from a one-night stand that says, in quotes, I'm pregnant. Or get a text from a one-night stand that says, I have an incurable STD. I'm skipping these, please.
Pregnant. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Dog. Both of these scare me, but I'm going with pregnant. That really scares me. I had an incident a couple months ago.
I love the kids, so yeah.
Well, you said you want 10.
20, honey. Like, bring them on.
Gee, you okay, Antonio Camardi. You might have to start right now.
I gotta find love.
Not really. That's not how it works. all the time. All right, the last one is fight a chicken to the death every time you drive, get into a car. I feel like that's Family Guy. Or fight an orangutan to the death once a year, but you get a sword. We going with the chicken.
Yeah.
Like, why would I fight an orangutan unless you about to swing that bit, that motherfucker sword like Excalibur, that orangutan will literally rip your face off.
Yeah. Nah, that orangutan beat your ass, so.
And the chicken, all you gotta do is suck that motherfucker in the face, and there you go, Popeyes.
All right.
I'm sorry, Peter.
But I'm imagining it'd be a new chicken in your car every day, even if you killed it.
That's fresh, ain't it?
I guess so.
It's food every day then, so you straight. But
that's a really good point.
That's all the listener questions. Once again, to submit your questions, mail at raoppodcast.com. Did I fuck that up? I think I did.
Yeah, I mean, you're remedial, so.
I got I got through those. I read those. I don't get a cookie for that.
I mean, I ain't giving you a cookie at all, but yeah.
I got some downstairs.
Man, pause, bro. Again.
That's you that time. That wasn't me. I should have said a gold star. You would have said lightning for that.
That ain't nah, bro. You a real Betty boy today.
A real Betty boy is hilarious. That's hilarious. But once again, listener questions, make sure you submit them. All right, rate that soup.
Let's get it.
You gotta rate that soup, my brother. You gotta rate that soup, my brother. You gotta rate that soup, my brother. You gotta go rate that soup.
Arriba!
All right, our first soup comes from Hawks player. Star player, Trae Young. Now, I've never seen him wear a suit up until this day. Maybe I think, actually, I did see him wear like a tuxedo, James Bond type tuxedo, but I don't remember when. So he definitely just started wearing suits, and we could tell.
Somebody forced him into that suit.
Yeah, because he just looked awkward, like his face bent, the S curl. Well, usually the S curl look fucked up. The S curl cracking this time, so.
Yeah, so this was Trae Young's draft day pick, and it's a wild suit. It's a wild picture. For one, my nigga, why do you got on shorts? And they not even, like, fashionable, bro. It would be extremely difficult for anyone to pull those shorts off in any way. But I think his lapel is actually popped on his blazer to stand up. And that's disgusting. Like, that is disgusting.
The one button is kind of atrocious too. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah, bro, I love one button suit. I mean, the blazer is nice, but it's just a horrible suit. It's a horrible array of clothes. So yeah, I'm gonna give this like a two out of 10. The blazer don't even got a nice fit.
It don't. That'd be as long as a motherfucker too.
It just looked weird on him.
But let me ask you this. Like, why the fuck they give him these tiny ass shoes? They look like high heels on him, yo.
All right. My thing is, why is he standing like that? Like,
because his feet hurt.
Nah, bro.
And he wear Adidas, too. Like, Adidas shoes are hard as hell to hoop in, so you got to think. Hooping in all them every year in his style of play, he probably hurt like a motherfucker, but that basketball definitely deflated. All the blood pressure from his feet is going to that ball.
I don't know. That's a nasty suit, man.
Nah, it definitely is. So. Once again, what's your rating?
2 out of 10. You got a rating for it?
Yeah, -1. Don't ever wear that again. I don't like the color. That burgundy, purple, whatever it is. I don't like
it. See, I ain't mad at it. I think if he wore pants with that and flipped the lapel down, did not have on a bow tie, like, he looks ridiculous. He looks insane right now. They would think he's drunk if he showed up anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, look at his face though. It looked like he just looked like, you said, he don't even want to be there. Like, this is awkward for me.
That nigga mugging the camera, like, man, y'all see this shit?
Hey,
yeah, nah, that's ugly ass suit. That's
Hawks organization definitely told him to wear that. It's June friendly. This ain't even no suit, but this is atrocious. So this is actually a submission from our favorite cracker, or one of our favorite crackers. There's only two of them, John Cena and my co-host. He actually wanted me to submit this for the show. So this ain't even a suit.
Oh, them the only two I know.
Yeah, and Tony Hawk, that's three.
Yeah.
But this is, in case anybody doesn't know.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yeah, Tom is straight. You feel me? I just watched Forrest Gump again for the first time in a while.
I had watched Castaway the other day. Wilson,
no. Yeah, it was cool. Then he tried to get his bitch back, and she was like, I moved on. I thought she died. You didn't wait for me? I would have cut a promo. Oh, you ain't going to wait for me?
7 years is a long time.
You wasn't feeling me? Bitch, you a munch.
Yeah, nah, that pull it back up. That shit is atrocious. Who is this?
It's a green ass nigga named Isaiah Swerve Scott, aka number 52. He's a wrestler for AEW. Not too many people see his matches, so it don't matter, but he wears this often, but I think he went OD with it because they walked out, him and Keith Lee. Shouts out to Keith Lee. They walked out to the ring with Fabulous. So I think he just decided, hey, Fabulous, can I wear one of your jackets from 03 out to the ring? And this is what we get.
That shit look like it came from a flea market.
That's just like his grill. He wears a fake grill that he got from Orlando. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is a one. This is a zero. This shit is ass.
And I feel like he dresses like this even outside the ring. Like, I feel like he dresses, I'm talking about from top to bottom, he dresses like this, walking around the streets.
I don't know, but yeah, this is ass.
Yeah, let's get at a rating of ass. Hot summer, not washed ass. That's what this outfit is. So, that's it. That's all we got for Rate That Suit. Once again, shouts out to everybody that be checking that out. Rate your own suits if you want.
You gotta rate that.
That's it. Shouts out to Eric too for that song.
But why you ain't let it ride?
Oh, you want me to let it ride? You gotta do the reboot at the end though.
That's how we close out the segment.
I know. You gotta do the reboot though. I want to make sure before I let it ride. You gonna do the reboot?
No, I'm not gonna do the reboot. Now you done made it awkward. Go ahead.
I'll do it. So. We gotta, Eric.
You gotta rate that suit, my brother. You gotta rate that suit, my brother. You gotta rate that suit, my brother. You gotta go rate that suit.
Ariba!
Ariba, motherfuckers. Hey, yo. You alright?
Mm-hmm.
Showing the viewers your hands. We know you got hands, but still. Like, I don't think they want to look at your hands. All the way, like, is that manicure? You thought I was feeling you? His hands is a munch. All right, so let's get to They Need They Ass Beat. Or I'm sorry, Rant. Real Niggas of the Week, They Need They Ass Beat. And we can get the fuck on. So once again, how do they submit their Real Niggas of the Week and They Need They Ass Beat? If you are in the Discord, like Joe says and Amp says every week, you'll be able to submit there. Also, by the way, they drop exclusive content. We're about to start dropping exclusive content in Discord. How do you get in the Discord? Pay the fucking money. Pay $10. Ain't no $5 tier. That don't exist. It's there, but don't pay for that. Pay the $10 tier. All right? Sign up for the Discord. You get that Exotica video that is posted every single day for a reason. You get the Discord access. Discord access, you'll be able to get your real nigga of the week. They need their ass beats faster. You know why? Because Random Access has the best Discord. And everybody part of production is there as well.
I mean, yeah, it's a great community of the listeners. You know, you got me and, you know, Banks in the Discord, you know, all of the, you know, real niggas of the week that we, I'm sorry, the Patreon shout outs and such. A lot of those folks are in the Discord, so you definitely want to tap in, you know, again, join in on the conversation, but it makes it easier for you to submit your questions, your real niggas of the week, they need their ass beat. You can also do it through the patreon.com/REOPodcast. Tap in with us, you know, check us out on YouTube, everything like that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the real niggas of the week.
Yes, sir. So first real, I should say Yakub of the week is for Jimmy G. I think y'all talked about this right last week. But once again, Jimmy G earns 250K for every game when he plays more than 25% of the offensive snaps, plus another 100K if the 49ers win the game. God damn.
So you giving him your real nigga of the week?
No, mine is actually Tom Brady if we're going to keep it football. My real nigga of the week is Tom Brady. You know why? He's choosing the game over his spouse. So, yeah, I'm going with Tom Brady. He choosing the game over his wife, Giselle. He basically telling in the Dade County way to him and his kids, you'll be all right. I'm focused on this game. Has he been playing the best that he can play? No, but he's 45 years old, and he choosing the game over his spouse. So that's definitely my real Yakub of the week.
I can respect it.
So, and then go ahead.
All right, so my real nigga of the week is actually Marcus Jordan.
Okay.
Marcus Jordan finessed everybody with the kicks, opened up his own store, started dating Scottie Pippen's wife. The man's living life right now. Kind of can't be mad at that. He said, hey, you gonna badmouth my daddy? I'm gonna fuck your wife. That's some real nigga shit.
All right. So it's very maniacal. That's what I respect. Because he did send his son out. It's like a mission, like a covert op mission. Like, you got to do this. Like, she like young dudes, even though he our age. Go over there and do it. But at this point, yo, Scotty, as a Bulls fan, Scotty just got a, I don't know, bro. He going through a midlife crisis, too. He done got dreads. Dog, you got to let her go, bro. You shouldn't let her go when she was fucking with Future, but now, just like, all right, she getting passed around more than a blunt, bro. So, yeah, Marcus, real nigga of the week, but I'm giving it to Jordan. If I was you, I'd give it to Jordan because he kind of set this play up. This definitely says Jordan set this up.
I don't know, man. She sounds like she chose up.
Choosing up is kind of, I don't know. Because it's no disrespect. It's Marcus Jordan and then it's Scottie Pippen, like.
One's on the rise, one's on the decline.
Yeah, but still a top 75 Hall of Fame player.
That's doing what? Going around gossiping.
I just think that Jordan didn't help us out.
The only time you see Scottie Pippen is when he's trying to talk about Jordan in some regard. He had the book, so he was on ESPN and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? When the documentary came out, that nigga was on podcasts and all kinds of shit. But outside of that, what is Scottie Pippen contributing to anything right now?
Him and Jalen Rose getting fake wigs.
Well, I mean, yeah, so if she was into that, she would have stayed home, but I think she chose up for the big dog.
All right. Yeah, no, I gotta respect it, even though it's like, all right, I'm gonna more so give it to Jordan or Mike, because he set all this shit up. Ain't no way he didn't set this shit up. Or he just consent to it. Maybe he just like, hey, this is how I get my revenge. Maybe that's what it is. But at the same time, it's like, damn, everybody done hit, so hey, but it is what it is. He hitting them where his heart is, I'm guessing.
Where it hurts the most, yeah.
But that's it for real niggas of the week. So let's get into dating the ass beat.
Do you have a dating the ass beat?
Who been fucking up? Who? Oh, Matt Barnes. But then the thing is, I'll cheat and I'll say that every week.
So yeah, I mean, Aduga got to go up, of course. Adam Levine, fucking, and it was someone else. Oh, Brett Favre, of course. Brett Favre, you know, all three of them, they got to go up just for being in such a position doing such dumb shit. My next one would be DaBaby. His new album, and on the record Boogeyman, he was talking about hitting Megan Thee Stallion. He mentions it a couple times, already cringeworthy there, but I think that the fact that he felt the need to mention it on the album especially just makes it bad for business. And furthers any reason to stay away. So, yeah.
All right, bro. So, I'm agreeing with you, but at the same time, he another one. Like, yo, he might have to go into the Hall of Fame. Like that, they need to ask me Hall of Fame.
At this point,
the thing is, have you seen that Twitter account that like DaBaby didn't get in trouble?
No.
So it was somebody, I don't know who, they made an account basically saying DaBaby has been like 51 days free of trouble. Because remember how it seemed like for a certain period of time, he kept getting in trouble over and over?
Yeah, I was seeing pictures and tweets about that shit, but nah, I mean, yeah, I don't know why. That ain't not relevant. That nigga there, he ain't, it don't matter about him being problem free. He's still acting the same way.
You're right. Hey man, all I'm learning is she really likes small guys. That's all I keep learning.
I mean, shit. I think she just fucking like she just like who she like. You know what I'm saying? Like just being real. And at that caliber, you know. You probably do want to fuck a nigga that you think is, you know what I'm saying? Like, in her regard. At her same level and shit, but.
Yeah. I'm not mad. Hey, listen, I'm staying out of women's business. That women's business, but.
Yeah.
That's it. For yo dating they ass beats.
Yeah.
Once again, patreon.com. Make sure you sign up so you can join the Discord where you can submit your real niggas of the week. They need their ass beats.
And that's patreon.com/REO podcast. Tap in with us on YouTube, REO podcast, as well as Facebook, REO podcast. But everywhere else, it's REOP. Random Acts of Podcast on YouTube, Random Acts of Podcast on Facebook, and REO Podcast on everything else. Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram rather. Man, tap in with us on everything. So
absolutely. So, and once again, shouts out to our lovely patrons who are down here. There's too many for Joe to go off on the list for today. But once again, man, we thank y'all for always subscribing. Usually, of course, the show is in person, but, you know, the freak boy got to detox right now. He got to sit in the room by himself and read the Bible and then say, I will not look at Exotica. That's the rules. every place. So when he come back as Deacon Amp, then y'all understand. But now, once again, thank you to all the patrons out there. Thank you all the listeners. You got anything else, brother?
Nah, man, with all that said, we out.